It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Wow, it's a lot soft.
Right, and it's important that we put our hand straight in so we can pull it straight out, that we don't get it caught.
You show the technique.
Well, you just shove it in.
Is that right?
There you go. Perfect.
It remained. You didn't hear all of them, did you, Eric? You weren't here. So here's all.
That's a little freaky.
We'll play all of them. Well, when I was watching, Brady promoted it. And I'm like, I should reprimand you for that, because what you did was get a free ride through the zoo and a fake podcast that you do once every 4 months. But still very clever. So on the other hand, if reprimanding, you're like, very smooth move. I actually have to also pat you on the back. But then he went there, and as I watched it, because I wanted to see the very hot Christy Morcom do things on a video, I started to realize that everything Brady was doing was filthy, and he didn't even know it, because when he talks to animals, he gets turned on. So all of this happened. This one was
cool. They can take it all the way down. The sizzle. Extra fluff. Okay. All right. There we go. That was a good one there. Let's get up there. There we go.
Very flexible.
I can probably do this all day.
I know. It's my favorite area. I mean, I have lots of favorites.
Look at that guy getting up there. This guy's got some torque here.
And they have really wide lips. So
that pinch is amazing.
I know. That's so strong.
Did you get me or did I? There you go. Okay. We got you there. That cotton is so soft and chewable. I know.
He eats cotton. We're not sure what the hell happened.
That was a penguin feeding on my pants.
And then he got violent. I don't know.
Rhinos.
That's only like 14 of a possible 200 that I started to discover and send timestamps to Toledo for. All right, here's another one. This is amazing. Guy's making love to the air out there because he's touching a white rhino. And they're breathing. The pattern.
If you have a hot chick working for you and need to promote something.
Radio podcast.
Radio podcast.
I got this podcast. I do. Do you?
No. Can I have free things? I want a tour. More to come.
Yeah. Oh, you got a whole bunch of them. And it is. It's also, it's a head shaking great job. I don't know how I'm doing it. It's like, oh my, great job. Great job. I don't know how you're doing that. What was the last one you did before that? It's been a while. Yeah. So you don't even remember. It was a good opportunity to get out there and have your clamoring fan base watch you go to the zoo for free, which I still, damn it, pat on the back and also shame on you.
It could be a new, this is a newly developing podcast.
How about your new podcast? Can I have it for free? It's actually funny. Can you give me what you do for free?
Hey, Brady Bogan, you're on. Hi, can I have that for free? Here's the guest. We're promoting your product, sort of.
They build super yachts.
Can I have this for free?
No.
All right, podcast over.
That's a quick one.
It was nice to meet you there, whatever your name is. Yachtman.
Yachtmaster.
It's time now for the entertainment drill, and it's brought to you by my friends over at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, and they sold out of their little special to redo your life, you know, that 90-day commitment.
We can't redo our life anymore?
Can't do it.
No.
Your life is now,
it's over.
Your life is what it is, and it's staying that way till next January.
Damn it.
Sorry, folks.
What a great program it was.
The moose out front should have told you. But what they are doing now is like, look, they you know, everybody's piling onto this stuff. So they're going to do a, this is it. This is, I call it tactical black couples therapy. I named it couples for Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
A couple special, $169, both of you.
Do you beat the crap out of each other?
Yes.
Well,
you can. You can. And you can get away with it too.
You train.
Can partner up with her
you
and
train
you
with
Quotey Finger, train with that lady friend of yours.
Get it all out.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And couples, and trust me, it's a neat thing. Everybody will learn something, but also wink and a nod. You get to punch some stuff in front of her and maybe even occasionally and give her a good what for. And ladies, you too. You learn to, you know, the combatives are a lot of the times kicks to the nuts. You can accidentally not pull one.
Sorry, I got into it.
But it's great. And couples, there's tons of couples who do this. And a lot of the times, the wife will get the husband into it or vice versa, and you start going through this process, and it's unbelievable. It's an amazing deal, too. You get the unlimited training, get all sorts of stuff. Take a look at their website, reactdefense.com, and then call up and say, I want that KUPD couples therapy via Tactical Black for Valentine's Day. It's a pretty cool deal. So hop on that, Valentimers, and you couples can get in there and experience all that Tactical Black, reactdefense.com has to offer. Brady! Entertainment.
Speaking of couples therapy, Nick Cage says the movie Marriage Story should be required viewing if you've ever considered having a
Everybody's
divorce.
Everybody's talking about this thing.
If you've ever considered a divorce?
Yeah, he said if you've ever considered that.
Do we as guys need to watch this thing?
Does it encourage it? Or
that's what I don't – I mean, I'm not sure.
I don't necessarily – it looked like a girl movie.
It's a chick flick, isn't it?
It's addressing everything.
Kylo Ren breaks up with Colin Yost's girlfriend.
Yeah.
But it's up for Best Picture, so I feel like I kind of should watch it.
Yeah.
I don't
know. It's getting a lot of push.
And he's gone through three of them.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, he would know.
I know about leaving a lady and having that happen vice versa. Baby girl, where are you going? No!
Don't expect the person who replaces Daniel Craig as James Bond to be a woman.
I don't.
One of the producers of the franchise says he can be of any color, but he has to be
a man.
I thought Idris Elba was going to get it for the longest time. He'd be pretty badass.
Joaquin Phoenix and that lip Wendy Williams hates could do it.
You know, hearing that as I was driving over, I'm like, I'm kind of on her side, though.
Yeah, no, well, he's got it.
She actually said she finds it attractive.
As I read it, the very difficult thing is, as I was reading, Brady brought it up, I didn't know, so I looked and I read it, and the headline said, Wendy Williams makes fun of Joaquin Phoenix's cleft palate. And technically,
she's just an idiot is all she is.
She just showed no tact in talking about it.
Right.
And then did the thing. But the picture of her holding her finger on her lip with that headline is like, whoa.
She's stupid.
She's done. But
it actually
then you hear it,
wasn't
like,
that bad.
Yeah, no.
It's a backhanded compliment.
It's not at all bad. I wouldn't say it's a stupid dummy thing for someone who sits and does a thing that says, I'm going to make fun of everybody and then tell everybody not. Her hypocrisy is insane if you ever watch the show because she talks about people's plastic surgery and divorces and all this and kind of wink and nod. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, you're literally made of more plastic than person. How dare you? But, yeah, then she does that to his lip thing, and I'm like, ah. But when you watch it, I'm like, nah, it's not so bad. Yeah, because it's totally different, though. What you're reading and what they're presenting on the news, totally different than what happened. Because when we watched it, I'm like, there must be more. Because they said, even in the article I read, then continued to do an impression of him. I'm like, no, she didn't. She just pulled his lip and said he's got one of those things. Okay. She
didn't go, hey, look at me, I'm the Joker.
She was just clumsy
and
stupid. That was just a clumsy, dumb moment. Is it forgivable? Yeah. Do I like her? No, but I mean.
Yeah, I still hate her. Actually, yeah, take her off the air.
I'm fine with firing her. Or as they call it at iHeart, mass layoff employment dislocation.
How'd you like that in the letter? You sons
pretty
of
great.
Bitches.
I prefer plus size non-compensated free time allowance. That's the one I came up with. Me and my friend are going back and forth on how much more awful could they have made that without saying you're fired.
Plus size? You mean they actually go into your physical appearance?
It's like, plus size, non-compensated free time. Your free time has been plus size.
Oh, okay.
You're not fat.
Politically
you're
correct.
Plus sized, and so's your time.
You're going large, like at the McDonald's drive-thru, which you'll be visiting a lot.
We don't like the word large. The only people who are comfortable with saying mass layoff employment dislocation are the ones still with jobs. Because nobody ever goes to the bar and go,
I got mass laid off in an employment dislocation today. No, I got fired. Still from the guy who was dislocated. Dislocation?
They upsized the firing.
Man, this business stinks.
Do you know anybody that got canned?
I know of people that got canned. I don't know that personally. I don't know yet. Maybe. Probably somebody.
Nobody give a crap about.
I got a text from a low-level employee named Alex Childs. Yeah, Phil's worked somewhere else. But Alex texted and goes, I survived the purge. I'm like, that's because you're a low-level free labor guy. They fired the people who get paid.
In fact, you might become program director.
Yeah, you are going to, for the money you're willing to accept, you're going to run it. Congratulations, Alex. You're the new king of the entire building for $9 an hour. And don't forget to sweep up before you go, because we got rid of him, too. We dislocated the janitor.
And the one guy that just been showing up for 20 years was fired a long time ago, in the office.
Yeah. Mass layoff employment dislocation.
That'd make you want to go to corporate headquarters and yell at somebody.
Yeah. I mean, it's
who wrote this memo?
It's the employment dislocation. Like, really? I've been dislocated? That means that I can be put back at any time, right? Yeah. So you should keep me on some sort of retainer. Oh, no. Your checks have also been dislocated.
What asshole wrote this?
The same guy that came up with, we can't call them plus size anymore. We have to call them.
In the approval. I like it. You like it? You like it. Okay. All 20 vice presidents agree.
How many of us in the blow?
Will any of us be dislocated at the table? Oh, no, of course. This is a table of people that can't be dislocated. We're screwed down employees. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like dislocation. I'm sorry. We're going to dislocate your employment. What does that mean? Am I fired? Oh, God, no. That's terrifying. You're being dislocated.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think I can apply meaning from that to what happened. I was dislocated today. What is it? You get to go to another building? Nope. I've been removed.
Like my femur?
Yeah, because my shoulder can be dislocated, but I'm still attached.
Can I pop it back in?
Yeah. It's like employment amputation is what they should have called it. They've cut you off completely. Well, sorry about that, but don't come barking up our tree, iHeart, and drag your nonsense over here. It's like when the Berlin Wall fell. You and your terrible communist ideas come rolling in here. No. Go do what everybody in radio does after they get fired. Real estate.
Hey.
Sorry, Eric. It's true.
I just got to jump on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Club DJs and real estate. Trust me. They all had jobs in radio at one point.
WWE Hall of Famer Rocky Soulman Johnson passed away yesterday.
The real Rock.
The Rock's dad. I didn't realize he won the tag team with Tony, Mr. USA Atlas.
I didn't know that either.
First black tag team champions, WWE history. The Knicks did one of those half-court shots for some money.
The team did? Finally, the Knicks are going to make some cash. Or did they let a fan do it, Brady?
Let's see, so in the LA Lakers did it. They have a fan come down.
Oh, right.
And the guy got a $100,000 check. So the Knicks bring a fan down to do theirs.
Yeah.
Pop said he gets $1,000 worth of lotto scratchers. After done scratching.
How much?
$570.
Oh.
So one popped for $500, the other for $70.
So the Suns apparently have something over the Knicks finally. They did it last week. The casino sponsors it. Somebody won $77,777 by hitting the half-court shot.
Oh, yeah.
They got $570 worth of lotto tickets.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Suns do that 777s, right? Is that what you said? Yeah. I've never seen anybody hit the big one, though.
Yeah, apparently it happened last week.
No kidding. They got in trouble because they had those puppy races. They took a bunch of newborn puppies and stuck them out on the court at halftime. And the crowd cheered, and the puppies were like, and they're peeing, like scared. They're giving them all sorts of traumatic stress. And then people are, like, dragging, like, yarn and stuff and trying to get the dogs to run all the way across the court. Puppies were hating every second of it. And it was a Humane Society thing and the Suns. And people crashed down on the Suns. It was pretty cute.
Yeah, you race babies.
Come on. Of course. Babies don't – look, they're going to have enough trauma from their drug problems that are inevitable.
Yeah, go for crack babies.
Adoptable
Plus
babies. Like, keep it like they did. The Humane Society had these were adoptable puppies.
Oh, were they?
Put some orphans out there, and the winner gets, a weekend at a family's house. to know what it's like to be.
A weekend.
Well, right. And maybe if it's foster, if they can keep it or not.
I'm going to try this out.
I didn't like
it's
him.
It's not working.
We didn't like him. I want to adopt a 13-year-old and do it. After a week, we're going to take you back. My friend does
We're
that.
Dislocating
I have a friend who... Yeah, we're going to dislocate your family status. It's family status dislocation. What's it mean? You're going to have to go out and look for another family. We've cleaned out your desk. Your family
does. Just hand him the memo. Here you
My
go.
Friend does foster children. He does a lot, and he's done a few. And a couple of them he's taken back because they're trouble. And he doesn't care.
Seriously?
Yeah. One of them deserved it. Like, one of them was a criminal.
Really bad.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm taking you back.
But once you, isn't it like the dog when you're supposed to
It's foster. This
well,
is
no,
foster.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
take them back.
Along. We, you know, yeah. we came close on a couple of the
To giving
ones
them back?
Well, because they
You should have.
Trouble.
All the ones you had were yeah. horrible.
Well, we found out later. Originally, Brady.
Well, he didn't know, but we found out the whole
temporary.
Family was afraid of them.
The one on the roof with the drug problem.
Yeah.
That
well,
was pretty
see,
bad.
He came around. But, you know,
I don't think you hear yourself sometimes.
He was good. The drug addict on the roof came around.
He came around
have been
long
there.
After he stayed yeah. with us.
He shouldn't have been there.
He went through quite a voyage.
Didn't you have a, you had a pregnant cracky? You had a rooftop cracky?
That immediately... the one, the pregnant teen, you know,
yeah.
got put her hooks into a guy in my class, said he was the father of the baby.
Jesus.
And that was kind of a mix-up. But
and
that wasn't
happened.
Anything
Do you think,
illegal.
Be honest with yourself.
And then
take off your rose-colored glasses. Yeah, Do you think that happened in your home, the pregnancy?
No. She already
She showed up
us.
Pregnant.
Yes. Oh. We had three pregnant teens stay Do with you, us for about—
I wonder how you feel about this. Do you honestly think any of your family members— outside of your parents, had sex in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I know my
You're positive
did,
of it? No, I know your parents did. I'm talking about your brother. Do you think anybody—
Oh, my brother? No.
He did not have sex in the house?
No.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Positive? Did you?
I'd bet on
did
that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't?
Yes.
You did, inside the house? Mom and Dad's house?
Yes.
As a teen or after you moved out and came back?
Both.
Okay. And then your sister, she get railed in the house, do you think?
Probably.
These are great questions. Did you ever walk
she
by?
Had, you know, she brought home a college boyfriend.
Oh.
But maybe that, you know, usually on the weekends or whatever, they probably, you know, most girls are, this is my parents' house. No.
No, they're not. That's all that's,
that's
going
what
on
you
in
get.
There. Yeah. Because I think everybody would go, oh, yeah, of course they nailed in the house. Teenagers. Not like those foster kids. They were humping everything, window climbing and all sorts of stuff. Oof. Yeah, foster children. I'd give them back to. But I want to do that. 1 week, and it didn't work out. I have them there, my arm around them at the desk. And then right in front of them go, I'd like another one, though.
Well, you think about it. I mean, people that will take in a dog or someone else's dog and like, oh, this is getting out of hand. We don't know how to control it.
It's bad. I couldn't do it. Anyway, we're all done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. He's got Tool tickets, so you got to pay attention to him. And also, that stuff he did with Gray Days yesterday was pretty cool. That
it
whole
was.
Thing with Chester.
I heard just a little
yeah,
bit of it.
That's neat. And Larry's friend, Kristen, who's a great guy, known him for a long time, is now in the band. And they're taking some of the songs that they had before with Chester.
Did Larry say he's like 17 or he's really young?
Chester Bennington's 17. And the song is cool. But that was neat. Larry, we were talking about that yesterday. It's a very cool little project they've got going on. Where celebrities or singers and stuff are getting involved in all this early stuff that Chester did, which was actually fantastic, really good. His voice is amazing. So listen for that, too. Larry will have that coming up. You guys have yourselves a great Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.3